Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, January 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a half a cent at 525, March wheat down 4 1/4 cents at 656 and a quarter, March beans up a penny and a quarter at 1407 and a half. Export sales were strong on the corn, 1.44 million metric tons, strong on the beans, 908 for old crop, 326 for new crop, but the wheat was very low at 222. We're still trying to digest this report and how high is high enough. We left a gap on the corn. This will be the second day now that we haven't filled it so far anyway. We've got good rains in Brazil. I think their crop is actually improving out here despite what some of the analysts are saying. Rain makes grain, in my opinion, and they've had some pretty good rains. Argentina's had, you know, some decent rains, not as much as they'd really like to have, but they have had some rains out here. So, you know, I think the beans are, you know, potentially running out of a little bit of steam here. But we'll have to see. I'm not sure where this corn market's going to go. There's plenty of support down to $5, plenty of support in the beans down to $13. I mean, it's a dollar away. But, you know, people want to buy the breaks out here, and I don't know if I necessarily disagree with that. The only thing I'm concerned about is that we come in a week or two, and we've given back a lot of these gains for one reason or another. We know that farmer selling is picking up. We know funds are record long corn. They are extremely long the meal, oil, and beans out here. So, you know, at some point, do they throw into the towel? Or do they think this thing is just beginning and they're going to be just massive buyers on the breaks? We don't know yet. So there's a little bit of a mixed bag out there. Wherever, you know, we've got some problems with some wheat in some areas around the world, it's certainly better in other parts of the world. So we don't see a net major reduction in world supplies out here. World supplies, I think, are still pretty big. But is it, you know, you look at these prices, Egypt turned down prices because they were too high. So, you know, where are we going out here? You know, I don't know about the wheat, but, you know, I just don't see the strength out here. The beans, again, I think we probably placed a lot of this into it. The corn, you know, still a shocking number, but we're at 528 on old crop. You know, are we going to go to $6 corn? I just don't see that right now. Particularly with ethanol backing off, I just don't see it. So I'm very skeptical here, but, you know, I'd rather own puts than make a whole lot of cash sales here for the time being. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.